I am the Ascended Master, Mother Mary. It is my great joy to be able to address you. It is always my great joy to address students who are willing to look at themselves, work on themselves, and use the tools and teachings we give to free yourselves from the things that limit and burden you. What gives joy to an Ascended Master? Well, that we see our students grow, that we see you be free from the burdens, that we see you find a higher degree of inner peace, so that you can be at peace with being on earth, being on the spiritual path, and knowing that you are moving towards the ascended state. Truly, it is a difficult planet on which to find peace. There is no question about that. Nevertheless, as we have given you these tools and teachings, once you overcome these separate selves, then you will begin to feel a greater and greater sense of peace, as many of you already know from experience. We have seen, since we released the My Lives book, the Healing Your Spiritual Traumas, and the following books, we have seen a tremendous shift among the students who have taken these teachings and used them sincerely. We know that some of you may feel that you have not made as much progress as you would like, or maybe you feel you haven't made as much progress as others, but the reality is that you have all made progress if you have sincerely used these teachings. Sometimes it is possible for students to have made progress, but they don't realize it consciously. They don't acknowledge it consciously because they still have a separate self that's blocking them from seeing it. So if you feel that way, then you might use the tools to try and get to see that separate self, and then come to that point where you actually recognize that you have made progress because you have shed many of these selves that have been burdening you throughout this lifetime. And, of course, beyond this lifetime. When you look at the history of this planet, you will see that there have been a small number of people who have been able to find peace with being here. In many cases, or rather in most cases, these people have isolated themselves from normal society. They have lived in some monastery, some remote setting where they have withdrawn and therefore not been part of the hustle and bustle of life that most people experience. Now, we are, of course, not telling you to go into the most chaotic, disturbed environment you could possibly find and then attempt to find peace there. But we are hoping that you will use the tools and teachings we have given so that you can still live an active life in society and find peace, find some inner peace. Because by doing this, you will radiate that peace into society more than you can do from a monastery in a remote setting. But you will also give other people an example that it is possible to gain a greater sense of peace. I know very well that it can be difficult for you to share the teachings with other people. I know very well that the teachings we are giving you are at a much higher level than what most people are ready to grasp. You recognize, I trust, that when Jesus walked the earth 2,000 years ago, very, very few people were able to grasp what he actually taught. That is, of course, one reason why his teachings were not written down very accurately. But it is also one reason why he didn't himself write the teachings down, because he knew that anything written would be misinterpreted. Today, with the better communications technology we have, we can write something down and distribute it to a greater number of people, and therefore we are not so reluctant to put our teachings in writing. But even then, when Jesus gave those teachings, they were far ahead of the collective consciousness, meaning that the vast majority of people were not ready for them. That is also why you see him teaching at two levels, a more general teaching for the broad population, and then a more specific teaching for his disciples. So today, of course, it is the same situation. We are giving you a teaching that is far ahead of the collective consciousness, at least the teaching we give about the spiritual path and walking the path to Christhood, overcoming your separate selves. And therefore, we know how difficult it is for you to share this with other people. And we are not pushing you in any way to go out and share it with other people. But you understand that just by living in society, resolving your own psychology, and radiating a degree of inner peace, you are giving other people an example. You are showing them that there is a different way to live, that there is a higher level of consciousness, that there is a higher level of inner peace. And sooner or later, someone will see this in you, and they will want to know how you have attained it. How come you are different than the average? And so this then gives you an opportunity to share with such people your own path. Again, we are not in any way encouraging you to go into this missionary mindset where you have to convert everybody to follow a particular ascended master teaching. But we are encouraging you to share your story of what has worked for you. That is very different from speaking with the purpose of influencing other people. When you speak, write, whatever, and share your own story, your own process, you are not pushing other people. You are not influencing their free will. You are not violating their free will. You are simply sharing your experience of being on planet Earth. And I can assure you that even though throughout history some writers have attempted to write down their experience, there has never been a group of people in embodiment who has had a broader perspective on life on Earth than what you have. And therefore, you have the opportunity not to put pressure on you, but to make you realize what you have. You have the opportunity to share your own process and therefore bring forth a perspective on life on Earth that can be helpful to some people, in fact, to many people. When something has been helpful for you, you can be absolutely sure that it can also be helpful to others. For each of you have a certain, we might call it mandala or group of people that you are linked to, and you are one of the forerunners, perhaps the only forerunner for that group. And so by having that link, your story can help and inspire other people with a similar background. And that is why it is valuable that you share your story. It is valuable for others, but it is also valuable to yourself. In fact, we have talked about, both in dictations and in your questions, that there is a shift that occurs at the 96th level of consciousness, which is what many of you are approaching when you have followed the path to self-mastery. Coming now to having worked through this seventh book by Saint Germain. Some of you were even close to that level of consciousness when you found the teachings. Others have grown to that level. And so it is important that you understand that when you reach that 96th level of consciousness, you do face, as we have said, that initiation. Will you continue walking the path in order to elevate or raise up or perfect or complexify the self that you have right now? Or will you realize that the next phase of the path, now that you have raised yourself above the mass consciousness, is actually to dismantle that self? You are not only dismantling the self that brought you to the 96th level, you are dismantling the self, all of the selves that you have created on earth. So you realize that growing to the 96th level means you pull yourself away from the collective consciousness by building a stronger self that allows you not to be pulled down by the collective. But once you have done that, you now start dismantling all the selves you have left. So you start working towards that state that Jesus described when he said, "The prince of this world comes and has nothing in me." There is no self in you that the prince of this world can use to pull you down, to pull you into a reactionary pattern. And that is why you have inner peace. You live on a planet where there is a tremendous pull from the collective consciousness, from dark forces in the emotional, mental, and identity realms. So, the only way to truly be free from that pull is that there is nothing in you that the pull can grab onto. There is no magnetic substance that the magnetic force can pull on. And that is the only way to attain peace on a planet like this. Now, why can't you start at the 48th level dismantling these selves? Well, in a sense, you could say that you are dismantling selves because there is a certain illusion for each level of consciousness. There is a certain self that is based on that illusion, and as you take a step from the 48th to the 49th level, you dismantle the self that corresponds to the 48th level. So you are dismantling selves, but you still need to build a sense of identity of being different from the mass consciousness in order to pull yourself above it. Otherwise, it would simply take longer to walk the path. So you're doing several things at the same time. But when you reach that 96th level, it is now not a matter of setting yourself above or apart from the population. It's a matter of starting to get over this sense of being different from the people. Now, this is a tricky thing to even describe, because you are naturally different from the population because you don't have these selves that they have. You don't have the illusions. You have a broader perspective. But you are not different in the sense that you have suddenly become better or more important according to a dualistic value judgment of scale for higher and lower. In fact, as you go above the 96th level, you are dismantling these selves that have that value judgment. That's the only way you can really pass that initiation of shifting from focusing on elevating the self to focusing on elevating the whole. And that is, of course, the shift of the Christ consciousness. There are many people, not necessarily throughout the ages, but certainly within the last few decades, where there has been more teachings on Christ consciousness available, who have taken some of these teachings on Christ consciousness. And even some have taken the teachings we have given through this messenger about the course of Christhood, the master keys to personal Christhood, and they have used these teachings to build the idea, or they already had the idea, but they have used the teachings to reinforce it, that being the Christ means that you become higher than all other people. You are elevating yourself above other people. And therefore, you see yourself as being more important, more sophisticated, more advanced. This is a need that a certain percentage of people who are open to the spiritual path have. Naturally, it comes from a separate self. It comes from having been put down for many lifetimes by the fallen beings. It comes from these people's birth trauma, cosmic birth trauma, and the primal self that they created. So they can use these teachings then to build this expectation that when they reach the Christ consciousness, they will have these special abilities, they will be able to manipulate matter, walk on water, do this, do that. And this, of course, is a blind alley. You will actually not make progress in terms of rising above the 96th level. You will start going down, but even when you are going down in consciousness, you can still build a very strong separate self that makes you think that you are becoming more and more advanced. What can pull these people out of this illusion? Well, in most cases, once they start going into this downward spiral, the only thing that can really bring them out of it is this shattering experience where they come to the realization that even though I have made all of this effort, even though I have done all of this striving, I still don't have that ability that I was hoping to attain once I reached Christhood. I still can't walk on water. I still can't manipulate matter. I still can't heal the sick. I still can't do all of these things. And that can sometimes help them get out of this state of wanting to glorify the self. Unfortunately, in some cases, they become very angry with the teaching, or they become maybe even angry with the ascended masters. We have seen some people who have diligently walked the spiritual path, both in this dispensation and in previous ascended master teachings, thinking that if they really applied themselves, if they really built this sense of being the good chila, being a sophisticated person, then one day the ascended masters would acknowledge them, even do so in a public way, or even give them some special ability. And then when that didn't happen, people have crashed, and now they have become angry with ascended masters. They might even deny the reality of ascended masters. And this, unfortunately, has the effect of continuing these people's downward spiral. So, how do you get beyond this? I gave you a very long explanation, but it actually started out with me saying that once you reach the 96th level, you need to start reaching beyond yourself. The only way to avoid being trapped in this spiral of self-glorification is really to reach a more global awareness where you're doing something for others. You're considering, what can I do to help others? And as I said, one of the things that all of you can do is really to share your personal story. And of course, you have the internet, you have the option to there share the process you have gone through, growing up in the society you grew up in, what you were told, what you were indoctrinated with, how you pulled yourself away from that, how you opened your mind to a higher understanding of reality, and how you have walked the path to the point you are at and overcoming what you have overcome. As I said, this can truly help other people. You may say, well, who am I? How do I have an interesting background and life? I've just had this normal life. But it isn't a normal life. If you have found the spiritual path, even though you grew up in a society that wasn't open to spiritual teachings, your life is not normal. Your life is not ordinary. If you have come to the point where you are willing to work at yourself, where you can overcome what burdens so many people, this is not ordinary. This is not normal. This is what many, many people want, but because they have grown up in societies that didn't give them the teachings and the tools for doing this, they don't know how. And so, as the Buddha said, when the demons of Maya told him that nobody would understand his teachings, he said, some will understand. And it is the same thing with you. Some will understand when you share your story. Some will appreciate it. Some will be helped by it. If only one person is helped by your story, still, that makes it worthwhile to write it. And the other value of writing it is that by just writing it, you will have certain selves come up. In fact, you could say, why haven't you written it already? because there's some self that stops you. And this gives you the opportunity to look at that self, to ask for our help to see it, to look at it from different perspectives, until you see the belief behind it. As I said, it may be, well, who am I? There's nothing special about me. Well, who says you have to be special? If you are further along on the path of raising consciousness than other people, then your story can help them. And this is, as we have talked about this year, where Saint Germain and Jesus in Korea gave these very important dictations about spiritual students having the need to feel special. This is one of the big challenges you face at the 96th level. You need to overcome this sense, and it has two aspects like everything else. The one aspect is that people feel they are special. The other aspect is that they feel they are not special. Either way, you need to overcome that consciousness, because there comes a point where, as a part of attaining higher degrees of Christhood, these value judgments start falling away. You don't anymore look at things in terms of good and bad, higher or lower, better or worse, special or not special. All of these dualistic value judgments just fade away. Or rather, how do they fade away? They fade away when you see that they come from a self, and when you let that self die. And so there comes that point where you have a sense of realism. You are not looking at yourself as being special or better or superior to others. But you are neither looking at yourself as being less than or inferior to or not special. So you're not elevating yourself, you're not putting yourself down. You are realistically assessing that you have made progress on the spiritual path, you have reached a higher level of consciousness, and this doesn't make you better than others. But it does give you more experience, more insight than others. And therefore you are in a position where you have something to give to others. And quite frankly, the only way to overcome the focus on self is to start giving to others, giving to the whole. You might also look at it in another way and say that between the 48th and the 96th level, we are the ascended masters are focused on giving to you so that you can raise yourself up. You come to the 96th level, and you are now like the servants that Jesus talked about. You have received a certain amount of talents. Now at the 96th level, we therefore need to leave you alone for a time. We need to go away and see what you are going to do with those talents. Will you bury them in the ground and do nothing, or continue to try to glorify the self? Or will you multiply them, and how do you multiply them? By doing something for others. When you start doing something for others, then we can again step in and multiply your efforts. And this then is what drives your growth from the 96th level forward. You see that between the 48th and the 96th level, we are allowed to give you something, energy, teachings, in order to drive your growth. This is a gift you are getting. You are receiving a gift from us. But when you come to the 96th level, we are not allowed to give you anything anymore to promote your own growth. We are only allowed to multiply what you have multiplied by helping others. That is how you grow from the 96th level forward. And so, again, this is not to put any kind of pressure on you. If you do not feel you're ready to share your story, don't feel pressured to write it. But perhaps you might consider why you're not ready, what kind of cells you have that makes you feel you're not ready or think you're not ready. And look at the arguments they use to make you believe you are not ready. And then expose those cells and work on them so that you can come to that point where it just becomes natural for you to share your story. I'm not saying that you need to be completely at peace with sharing your story when you do it. In fact, as I said, by sharing your story, you will confront some of the selves you have, and if you get feedback from other people, you will also confront your reaction to this. You understand that all of the teachings we have given you about fallen beings and about the birth trauma, the reality is that many of you came to Earth as avatars, and you came with the intent to improve things on Earth. The fallen beings, of course, felt threatened by this, and they did everything they could to sabotage your mission on Earth. And many of you have, for a variety of reasons, as we have talked about, built this primal self or other selves that are very, very aggressive in telling you that you should not take a risk, you should not expose yourself publicly, you should not go out there and try to change anything or tell people anything of how things could be done better. You should not run that risk of public humiliation, public ridicule, public rejection. But truly, how will you get out of this planet unless you fulfill the reason that brought you here? Now, as we have talked about before, as the messenger has talked about, the reason that brought you here, that you saw when you chose to come here, may not really be the real reason you are here. You may not be here to change the earth, but you may be here to change yourself, to overcome certain attitudes that you had not fully overcome on a natural planet. And so, if you came as an avatar to Earth, or even if you are one of the original inhabitants who were put down by the fallen beings, then you will have those selves that do not want you to speak out, where you feel you cannot be at peace by speaking out. You understand that if you are one of the original inhabitants and if you were persecuted by the fallen beings, so you developed an earth trauma, it was because you were speaking out against the fallen beings. Otherwise, they would have left you alone if you weren't a threat to them. So basically, the same dynamic applies whether you are an original inhabitant or an avatar. You challenged the fallen beings, you were hammered down by them, but you will not get out of Earth because you will not be ready to get out of Earth before you overcome that trauma so that you can speak out, share who you are, express yourself freely on this planet, and be at peace with doing so. It isn't really possible to choose to leave the earth behind as long as you have a lesson that you haven't learned on this planet and that you wanted to learn on this planet. As we have said, the ascension is a process where you are standing in front of a doorway that leads to the ascended realm. But before you can walk through that door, you have to look back at Earth and see if there is anything you have left unfinished, anything that pulls you back to Earth, And if there is, you're not ready to ascend. So, regardless of whether you are an original inhabitant or an avatar or however you got to Earth, your I Am Presence wanted to experience what it is like to be on a planet like Earth and to express itself freely on this planet. And that requires you to come to that point where you are at peace with letting your I Am Presence express itself through you. You are at peace with speaking out and letting other people react to that however they want. It does not disturb your peace whether they ignore you or reject you or ridicule you or whatever. So what I'm saying here is that the higher stages of Christhood really cannot be completed in a monastery where you are isolated from the people. There are many, many people who have withdrawn to monasteries, and they have made progress by doing so. But they have not manifested Christhood, because Christhood is not a matter of sitting in a cave and meditating. Christhood is a matter of administering to the people, seeking to open the eyes of the blind, metaphorically speaking. That is what you saw Jesus do in the last 3 years of his ministry. You saw him hesitate at the wedding of Cana, and I was the one who was there to push him over that last hesitation. I know there is no wedding bells and no wedding cake and no wedding dresses at this conference, but it is the same situation. I am now pushing you. They have no wine. They have no wine of the Christ consciousness. They are lost. They need someone who will give them a cup of cold water in Christ's name. Some teaching they can hold on to. Some example they can see. Something, my beloved, that helps them. You will not make progress on the path to Christhood unless you dare to share. You will come to a certain point and you will start idling. The motor will idle and you will not move in any direction. I desire to see you move forward because I see that all of you have the potential to do so. All of you are close, much closer than some of you think, to being able to do this. And so, I am not in any way pushing you, trying to shame you, trying to scare you. I am simply the mother who loves you, who sees your potential, and I want you to reach that potential and fulfill it because I know it will give you peace and it will give you joy. It will give you a sense of fulfillment. It will give you a sense that regardless of the difficulties you have experienced on this planet over so many lifetimes, it was worth it to come here. It was worth it because of the growth you have had and the joy you have had of expressing yourself on this planet. Fortunately, you live in an age that is not quite as dense as what Jesus lived in 2,000 years ago. I am not talking about you expressing your Christhood and being crucified or killed or tortured or murdered You live in a different age. But by sharing your story, well, you are not going to be executed by the authorities for sharing your personal story, unless you lived in some of the remaining dictatorships. But this is not what I'm encouraging you to do. For most of you, this is not a risk. It is not a matter of being persecuted. It is simply a matter of you sharing, you sensing the reaction coming back, and you use that as an opportunity to see what reaction you have in yourself, thereby exposing those separate selves. You look at this messenger, and you may say he has gone through a certain process in his life, and after he started being a messenger, and he has been persecuted, put down, criticized, and this and that. But it hasn't been a physical persecution. It has been with words. And what has he used it for? An opportunity to look at himself, to see if he had a reaction that was not peace, and therefore look at that separate self from which the reaction came. He has been willing to look at himself. He has been willing to look at his reactions. He has been willing to look at the expectations directed at any spiritual teacher, anyone who dares to stand out from the crowd. And he has been willing to deal with that in himself to the point where he can feel a high degree of peace with what he is doing, and he can also say, it has been worth it, just because of the growth that he has experienced. Now, you all have your individual path, your individual divine plan, but I can assure you that if you take the opportunity to express yourself, to work with the reaction, to overcome these selves, there will come a point where you say, it was definitely worth it. I never would have grown so much if I hadn't dared to share. And so, I know we have talked about this before. Some of you may say, well, I have heard it before. And I would say, have you? Have you actually heard it? Yes, you heard it with your ears. You might have heard it with your outer mind. But did you truly hear it? Because if you did truly hear it, you would have acted on it, wouldn't you? So again, I am not seeking to make you feel regret or feel bad of what you haven't done. I am only seeking to help you feel that it's time to work on this. Even if you are not quite ready to do it, then start working on why you are not ready to do it, so you can come to this point where I don't have to push you to do it, because you have now resolved the selves that block you so that it comes naturally from within. It's simply a natural step. There was a point before this messenger started doing the Ask Will Jesus website way back in 2001 and 2002, where he felt that he had taken in so many teachings from the Ascended Masters that he was almost ready to explode, and he felt, I have to start giving out. Well, it is easier than ever to start giving out by just sharing. And so, with this, I think we have now, Jesus and I, encouraged you three times to share your story. And this is literally what the law allows us to do. We can approach a student three times, and if we are ignored or rejected, we cannot approach that student again until he or she asks for it. So with this, I have said the final word for now on this topic, and we shall see. If you have particular questions, we are of course happy to answer them. But we will move on to talk about other topics and leave you to decide on your own whether you will turn that water into wine, as you are capable of doing. Because you are capable of taking the human consciousness and the experience you had growing up and turning it into the wine of the Christ consciousness by giving it a different perspective based on the insights and the experiences you have. With this, I want to make a few remarks about what we have accomplished this year. We have had these 5 conferences this year. 3 of them were on these specific, very heavy topics of dictatorships, fanaticism, and elitism. And these are worldwide universal topics that we hope people will find the books in the coming years, make the calls of the invocations, and therefore start transcending or transforming that consciousness that blocks the planet from overcoming this very heavy weight of the dictators, the fanaticism, and the elitism. The other 2 conferences have also been very important, but of a more local nature. Our Ukraine conference had a tremendous impact on the collective consciousness in Ukraine and in large part also in Russia. And this conference has also had a tremendous impact on all the nations that were under the communist banner, so to speak, and even China, who is still somewhat under the communist banner, although one cannot really say that they have a strict communist system anymore. So all 5 conferences have been very, very important for the work that we see and that we want to accomplish. And I want to express the gratitude we all have for those of you who have participated in these conferences, either physically by being there over the internet, and for those who will take these teachings, make use of them, make the calls in the invocations, write your own invocations, and as we have encouraged you to do for Ukraine and Russia and other nations, so that you can start anchoring these teachings in the physical and really bringing forth change. Again, we are always walking this balance of having seen in previous Ascended Master dispensations how when we told the students how important their work is, the students felt very special, felt they were very advanced, and higher than other spiritual students on the planet. And this, of course, we are not encouraging you to do. We actually know that if you use the tools and teachings, you will not do this. So therefore, I do want to say that the work that has been accomplished by the student body this year is, quite frankly, beyond our expectations and plans. You have accomplished much more than we planned for because we couldn't know, given the equation of free will, how you would respond, how much you would be willing to shift your own consciousness. So we are very, very grateful. We are very, very encouraged by this because truly it has created an impulse in the collective consciousness. The conferences this year has created such a powerful influence that it will, in the near future, begin to have visible results. Naturally, it is always difficult on a planet as complex as Earth to say, this event happened in the physical, it was caused by that particular conference. But nevertheless, you will see that there will be visible results of these five conferences in this year. Definitely during the coming years, you will see this. And this is not to make you feel superior, but make you feel that it was worthwhile. We have made an effort, we have done something that was significant. And therefore, we will, of course, continue to do the work so that we can fulfill the reason we came here, what is in our divine plan, of how we wanted to help bring in the golden age of Saint Germain. All of you who are part of this teaching have in your divine plan this desire to help Saint Germain bring forth that golden age and create an upward spiral of the golden age that cannot be stopped by the fallen beings or by the mass consciousness. That is part of your divine plan, or you would not have been attracted to these teachings. And so it will give you a great sense of joy and fulfillment to see this unfold. And I hope you will take it as an encouragement so that you feel the joy of doing the work. You're not forcing yourself to do so, as we saw in previous Ascended Master dispensations, where students decided with the outer minds, but it comes from within, which of course it also did in previous dispensations for some students. But there was still more of that element of adopting an idea with the outer mind of what you should do in order to be a good Ascended Master student, a good Chila. And this, we hope you can transcend by let the joy from within drive your efforts. The reality of a planet like Earth is very, very simple. The only way a planet can change is by some people raising their consciousness. There is no other way to change an unnatural planet. Some must start. Some must be the forerunners. And you are among the forerunners in this age. And you should allow yourselves to accept that. And accept that we appreciate your efforts. We appreciate your presence on Earth. We feel, of course, peace and joy from the ascended realm, and we would like you to feel that same peace and joy. And we hope that you will take what we have said and really allow yourselves to feel that sense of accomplishment, sense of joy, sense of peace. With this, I have said my piece, and I congratulate all of our students for having accomplished what you have accomplished in this year.